In the studio with me is Jimmy Nugent from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Jimmy.
Good afternoon, Donnie. How are you?
I am well. Jimmy, property tax. Two dirty words. Talk about it. Yeah.
Well, the local property tax came in 2013. All homeowners are liable for this. This includes local authorities and social housing organisations. Someone, say, who has a long-term lease of over 20 years, they'd be liable as well. Unoccupied properties that are suitable for dwelling in are liable as well. And if you...
And who decides whether they're suitable or not, Jimmy?
Well, if you must prove that a property is not suitable by getting, say, an engineer's report or whatever, something like that, you know?
So, in other words, it's up to you to prove that it's not livable as opposed to the authority proving that it is livable.
No, you'd need a report to send to them to say you want to be exempt from it. Now, there was a few exemptions, and they are people who are living in ghost estates. You know these estates where you might have only two or three people living in an estate of 100 houses. So they were exempt until 2019. And also people who had pyrite damage.
And as a matter of fact, or as a matter of interest, Jimmy, like, in relative terms, 2019 is not that far away.
It's not, no.
So what's going to happen to people who are still in ghost estates, who they're living and the estates are still ghost estates in 2019?
I don't know what's going to happen at that
stage.
Are
we going to be on another can-kicking exercise the road?
I'd say so. Yeah? And like, I'd say the hope was that these ghost estates would be gone at this stage, you know, that people would be moving. And you would hope that would be the case with all the homelessness and so on at the moment.
Well, yes, indeed. Bearing in mind the last interview we had. Anyway, continue, Jimmy.
Properties owned by charities or public bodies, like who are providing sheltered housing, they would have an exemption as well. And property vacated by their owner, say if someone went into a nursing home for 12 months or something, they would have an exemption. Now, the valuation bands, it goes in, it starts, say, 0 to 100,000. And it goes up in bands of 100,000. And what you do is just say you were in the band of 200 to 300 to 250,000. You would be valued at 225,000. So they take the midpoint of the band, and you pay at 0.18% was the original one that was enforced at the time, but local councils could reduce that by up to 15% in a year. And I think Dublin City Council have done that over the past 2 years, you know.
Yeah, they were actually, I think they were one of the first to do it.
I think they were.
They were up very fast on that one at the time.
Yeah. So people, a lot of people don't know that you can actually defer a payment. And there's four separate categories for deferment. And the first one is the income threshold. And I'll just go through the four of them anyway. It's income threshold and personal reps of deceased liable person, personal insolvency, and then on hardship grounds. Now, hardship grounds may be extreme medical bills or you're losing your job or whatever. You know?
Bottom line is if you can prove that you can't afford it and that this places undue hardship on you, you've pardon the pun, a get out of jail clause there.
Yeah, but I don't know many people have done that, to be honest with you. You can also partially defer. You can 50% deferment.
And the other question, Jimmy, that following on from that begs to be asked is, to me, a deferment is you're putting something off. So I would imagine that somewhere along the line, the entire bill is going to have to be cleared at some stage.
I'll come to that. If it's deferred, you pay interest at 4% a year on your bill. Now, if you take a situation, I've had a couple of people into me lately wanting to defer, and they were elderly people. So what would happen, they could defer indefinitely. And when their estate comes up, whoever takes out, the bill has to be paid from the estate, you know.
Yeah, and of course, because of the fact that it's revenue commissioners, it's easy for them to just go in and take.
Oh, absolutely. They get first call on anything.
Revenue commissioners, and everybody everybody should be aware of that, that in the event of your business going, in the event of anything like that, where there are bills and where there are debts, revenue are forced to be paid.
Yeah. Now, there's lots of people who don't want to do this. They feel they're leaving bills behind them, you know, for their children. But it's up to themselves, really, you know. And the income threshold for doing that is if you were a liable person, say, for the property tax, and you are single with no mortgage, your gross income must not exceed 15 grand. So if you had 25 grand, you could defer it by 50%. Now, for a couple with no mortgage, it's 25,000 for the full deferment and 35,000 for the 50% deferment.
Yeah, still low enough threshold.
It is. Know. It's really, for a couple, it's really the two-state pensions.
Isn't it
with
really, you know?
That's about it, with no other income.
Yeah, which, I don't know, it just seems that they're pretty low thresholds.
Yeah.
I would think that that's something that could be tinkered with slightly in the budget, that you could maybe
change.
I think means tested maybe a little bit fairer than that. Now, I mean, there is no point in saying, we'll say for argument's sake, that if you have two people in their mid-70s and their pension income is 100 or 150,000 a year, grand, fine.
Yeah, fine.
But I think if you have two people, you know, and even at 40,000 a year, coming into a house to support two people, you know, when you divide that by 12 and then look at the cost of living,
fuel,
it doesn't leave a lot to play with.
No doubt. And like, that hasn't changed since day one, so I don't know whether it will change at any stage.
But I wonder, Jimmy, has anybody even looked at changing it?
Maybe not.
I don't think, you know, there was a big hoo-ha and a big Ferrari about it at the time, but I don't think, I mean, other than yourself coming in here today, I'm struggling to think when I even heard property tax mentioned last.
No. Yeah. Well, the reason I came up with this subject was I had a few people in the past couple of months asking to defer, and I did it online with them, you know. So, and I thought it might be of interest to some people.
And there is no doubt it's of interest, and I think it's particularly of interest, Jimmy, because of the fact that we haven't heard nothing about it in recent times, and it is there. And you know, people should be aware, like, that if you're working and you say, I'm not paying that, to hell with that, that's fine, you have at it. But revenue can go to your source.
Well,
to
that
the
they do. And like, lots of people, say pensioners, they have it deducted straight from their pension. You know, that's most of them do it in that way, you know.
Theory being, I suppose, that if it's gone straight away, you don't miss it.
No.
You don't have to actually look for it physically.
And the thing is, if you refuse to pay, there's a few options. The revenue can come, they can asked to get it stopped out of your wages, stopped out of your pension, they can send the sheriff after you, so on. But there's no easy way of getting out of this, you know.
Well, we all know that you will not get around revenue, because they have pretty well, in the last, I would say, 10 years certainly, they have plugged a lot of the loopholes that were there, and they have tightened up the legislation in relation to it, you know.
There's no easy way of getting out, you know. The other thing is, Donny, with a single person with a mortgage, say, if you had 15,000 plus 80% of the gross mortgage interest, right? So just say you were paying 10 grand in mortgage interest. If a single person wanted to defer, they could have 15 grand plus their 10 grand of interest. So that brings them up to 25 grand.
Yeah, but again, I suppose, Jimmy, the thing here is that we're not talking about that you're going to get off the hook for it. You're only going to, in political terms, you're kicking the can down
absolutely
the road, but it still has to be paid at the end of the day.
Oh, it's just being deferred, there's no
way. And the end of the day, the day of reckoning will come in one way or another.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's very important as well, Jimmy, that you should reiterate that if people go for a deferred payment option, there are interest rates.
Oh, there are. It's 4% per year. So it probably doesn't sound that much, but it does build up over the years, you know.
Anything else, Jim?
No, that's about it. One thing. When they're talking about couples for deferment, couples include married people, people in a civil partnership or cohabitants, right? For the deferral purposes, the cohabitants must have lived together for at least 2 years if you have children, and 5 years if you don't have children.
Strange is a very polite word to use, Jimmy. I could think of stronger words to use for that. So basically, if you're cohabiting with children, is the bonus, and if you don't have children, you wait 5 years.
That's right, yeah. I haven't seen that anywhere else now, to be honest with you. I was sort of surprised when I seen that there this morning, you know.
And Jimmy, for anybody listening who wants to contact you or the citizens' information.
Yeah, phone number won't come to me off the top of my head, but we're open here from 9:30 to 1:00, and then from 1:30 to 4:30 every day.
And they're here.
It's just a walk-in service. No
appointment necessary. Yeah. And they're here, folks, in the Civic Centre on Bunratty Road. And as Jimmy is here today, and those of you who regularly listen to John Healy will know that about that time every Wednesday, John has somebody in from the Citizens Information or one of the other most helpful groups who are domiciled here in the Bunratty Civic Centre with ourselves. Jimmy, thanks a million. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.